from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back live from Jets Camp here on SNY and WFAN. Evan and Tiki live here with the newest former, but again, current New York Jet, and that is Morgan Moses, who's back for stint number two. Morgan, thank you very much for coming on. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great, man.
That good old song of Wahoo.
Hey, man.
We sing it or...
I knew he was going to bring it out.
You know it. Hey, I can't not bring it up,
once
bro.
Once you bleed blue and orange, man, it's over with,
that's,
right?
That's for sure. You get back? You've been
for,
back recently?
For life, man. I went down for the spring practice this past year. It was awesome, man, just to see the guys rally and just, you know, they've been through a lot, and they finally got a coach that's putting their stamp on it, man. So I feel it, man. Like, I feel it.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, me and Morgan both are alumni of the University of Virginia.
The great University
of Virginia. The great University of Virginia, the Cavaliers, the Wahoos, whatever you want to call
us. Can I clarify for the audience? When we think of blue and orange in New York, we think of either the Knicks or the Mets. I mean, we're not thinking of Virginia.
No, true.
That, but that's y'all's fault. That's y'all's problem.
We can just add it in. There. We can add it in there.
Sure. What was your reaction to coming back here? You were traded after leaving to go to Baltimore. So when you get the phone call, or maybe you find out on Twitter, God knows these days, what was that reaction?
Oh, man, I enjoyed it, man, because, like, the one thing that you can ask anybody, man, leaving here to go to Baltimore and then just talking to guys, like, I've always wanted to come back here. And the reason was is that I had a lot of unfinished business, you know. Like, 1 year stint here is not long enough to put your stamp on something. And, like, I've always lived by, like, you always want to leave the place that you go to better than what you found it. And I believed in the culture that, you know, I was here with Coach Salah his first year, so I believed in the culture. And I think I said this, like, one day on an interview. I was like, yo, winning is around the corner, you know.
Right.
And that following year, they went and got Sauce Garrett,
right.
You know, Brees and Jermaine Johnson, like some guys, bro, right? You know, like, and so, like, even being in Baltimore, you know, I love those guys out there, but I watched every game, you know, like that defense, dude.
Yeah,
that defense, man. Like, it's phenomenal. But it's just a fresh breath of air being here, and just I'm glad to be with the guys.
He said, "Forget Lamar Jackson and going to the AFC Championship game. I want to do it in New York with the Jets." But you talk about coming back, and you know, it's better than when you left, and it's obviously because of the skill.
Yep.
Right. You talk about Brees and Garrett Wilson. There's some playmakers, like game changers on this offense, and obviously now Aaron is here when you're back. As you think about the expectation of this offense, we know where the defense is. We just talked to, you know, Solomon and Quincy. Like, what is the expectation for you guys offensively? Because there's some talent here.
Yeah, man, you look at, you know, what happened last year and you say, hey, you know, you win 7 games with probably arguably the worst offense in the league, right?
Yes.
And then you say, hey, like, this defense is a top 3 defense, right? So you get Aaron back. You got Garrett Wilson, who's phenomenal at what he does every day. You got Breece Hall, who's coming off, you know, another year of his ACL, looking, running the ball, like, I mean, flawless, you know? Like, and then you go get Tyron Smith. Then you got AVT, who can finally play one position and really just kind of dial in on that one position. And I had AVT when he was a rookie, so, like, I know the type of football player he can be and what he wants to be and what he brings to the table. And then you go get John Simpson, who I was in Baltimore with as well, and he had a phenomenal year the way he grew and manned that left guard position when we were in Baltimore. And so you look at all those pieces and you say, look, man, if we just put this thing together day by day and we come out here and get 1% better every day, we have opportunity to win this thing.
Well, you look, obviously the quarterback got most of the attention
attention on why the offense was as bad as it was last year, but you touched on it too. Like, the offensive line needs to be better, and this team made some great improvements, including yourself. When you look at this offensive line, one of my concerns that we all have is, well, how long does it take for them to gel? So you tell us. I mean, we're, I guess, halfway through training camp at this point. Where's the gelling at for this new-look offensive line?
I mean, it's phenomenal, man, because we got a lot of different personalities, but then we all got a lot of similarities. Like, I played with ABT as a rookie. Like, me and Tyron come from Coach Callahan's tree.
Yeah.
So we talk a lot of football off the field and on the field about how we should block these schemes and things, because we've been taught by the same guy. And then John, obviously, I played with John. And then Joe Tipp, man, he's a phenomenal center, man, phenomenal guy. And just the camaraderie we're building every day in the room, outside of the locker room, outside at the guys' houses, eating pizza and stuff like that. I mean, it's unmatched, man. It's definitely going to be a great group.
How is Tippmann snapping? I know that was a concern early on in camp, especially on some shotguns. Has that gotten better over the last couple of practices?
100%, man. We all have things to work on, and that's the 1%, right? You come out and work on one thing. You know, people get so frustrated about, like, going out to practice, and you got a million things in your mind that you want to work on, and it's that one little thing that slips, right?
Right.
And you just got to go back to the drawing board, like, look, man, I'm not going to do anything spectacular today. I'm just going to work on one thing out there. And that's when you get in that routine of start building trust within yourself, trusting with your guys, and that's when that camaraderie of the offensive line takes off.
So I think it's one thing to be intellectually complete and put together, and I think you guys emotionally are that way as well, but physically, that's hard.
Yeah.
And it's harder now than it's ever been because you guys hardly practice, right?
So, you can speak for the other teams.
You know what I mean. You
know what I mean. Out here, man.
You don't have two-a-days, right?
Yeah,
you don't
100%.
You don't have, you know, 70 reps a week to get these things worked out. And so it almost depends on getting to the regular season or the preseason games before you can really start to put it together physically.
Yeah,
like in
yeah.
real game action, real speed, when, you know, these defensive tackles and ends are running games and everything else. Where do you feel you guys as a veteran are at in that regard?
I think we're in a good spot, man, just because, like, we get challenged every day by the best D-line in the NFL. I mean, you talk about Kinlaw, Quincy, Quinnen, C.J. Mosley, Jermaine, Michael Clemens, Will McDonald, you know, Solly, you know, all those guys, like, we push each other every day. Like, and the beautiful thing about it, we'll come off the practice field and we'll sit in the locker room and guys will just come up to one another, hey, man, like, you got me with this move, man, like, what can I do better? And when you share that knowledge in the locker room, that IQ raises, right? Because we're talking football, right? Like, it's one thing to go out there and do it, but if you're not talking...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talking about it as well, like, amongst each other, like, how can I sharpen my tool set against you? How can you sharpen your tool set against me? Then we're just going to be static.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing about it, that everybody's open. Everybody's a great teammate. Everybody can converse in the locker room about, like, my flaws, what things I need to get better. I think I told Solomon today, I was like, Solid, like, bro, my cutoff blocks got so much better, bro, because, dude, you're off the ball so fast, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so when you have those conversations of, like, just talking about football, the IQ raises every day.
Right. So I know that, you know, this team is young, and there's some very young and good players that are under 25, 26 years old. But there's also some veterans here. Yourself, and you talk about Tyron on the left tackle, Aaron, Solly, et cetera. Do you guys feel the urgency that I think we all as media, and I'm talking collective media, those guys, us, national media, are talking about regarding winning here?
Yeah,
it's been
7-10,
7-10. You know, it's about time, right?
No, 100%. And I think, like, the beautiful thing about it, like, and I talked to Quinnen about this a couple of weeks ago, and because Quinnen, even though he's young, he's been here for a while, and he's been a part of a lot of the losing culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you got a mixture of young guys that are tired of losing. And then you got a mixture of older guys that haven't won it yet, like me and Tyron. Like, you collab together, and you have one mindset, and that's just to go out there every day to get better, to reach the goals. Like, obviously, everybody wants to talk about Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. But guess what? You can't go to the Super Bowl unless you win the first game, mm-hmm. win the division, win, you know, win the playoffs. And so we got a lot of things that we got to take care of before we even reach those goals of thinking about the Super Bowl. And that's the veterans' jobs to reel all those younger guys in and say, hey, like, I know what the picture is. I know what the mindset of what mm-hmm. we want to get to. But let's take care of business one step at a time. You know, you don't want to get to December and talk about, oh man, we got to win this game to get in. We got to win this game to get in. Nah, you want to do that thing early. So, you know, so you got some time to get yourself together, man, because it's not about the best team winning the Super Bowl. It's the healthiest team.
That's right.
And so we got a lot of great leadership in there, in that room.
I want to talk in late December about resting guys because the playoff spot is wrapped up. That's the discussion I want to have. We're talking to Morgan Moses, right tackle, New York Jets. Olu Fashanu, I love the fact that they went early, young offensive lineman,
yes.
left tackle, but now he's working out at right tackle. What have you seen from Fashanu so far here in his rookie training camp?
He's a sponge. And when I say he's a sponge, man, everything that we talk about in meetings, on the field, just between me, him, and Tyron, like, he soaks it in and he digests it and he goes out there and puts the work. And when you have a guy that's like that, that's willing to learn and put the ego aside, right? Because, like, now you got these guys coming in. They got a little bit of money in their pockets now, right?
And they were making money in college.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, but now, like, he's a guy, humble guy, man. I met his parents the other day, man. Humble family. Comes from a great background. But, like, the dude just likes to work, man. Like, and he's not scared to ask questions. That's the thing. Right. Like, if you're a young rookie, a young guy, and you don't know how to get it done, shoot, I'm 11 years in, and I still ask tiring questions because I want to know, you know? Like, because he's done it at a high level so much. And so when you have a guy that's willing to just say, hey, look, man, I don't know it, but can you teach me, show me what you think? And that way he can add those things to his tool belt. It might not look the same as Tyron, might not look the same as me, but if he has that mindset of like, hey, I can approach it this way, it all works out.
Right, you're making Tyron sound like the old head.
I am.
How does he look, Tyron? Like, that's the big question about it. Is he going to be healthy? How does he look to you?
Man, Tyron is like, man, he's a freak athlete, dude. Like, I mean, you see him walking around here 6'7" mm-hmm. with a six-pack, man. Like, he had the nerve today to tell me I had a dad bod. But it's all good, man. You know, we all built different ways, but But no, man, just like his technique, how technical sound he is, and like we can relate to a lot of things because we came, like I had Callahan, he had Callahan in Dallas, I had him in Washington. And so it's a lot of technique things that we can pick each other brains about on offensive schemes or whatever the case is. And that's the beauty of it. Like I'm not too old to like say, hey, I know it all. Like I wanna learn too. So right. like if I get the chance to learn from a potential Hall of Famer, I'm gonna ask those questions.
Yeah. I think, you know, Morgan, there's this narrative about this Jets team nationally, and you hear it, and it's Evan likes to say this because he follows the Mets and the Jets. It's always like LOL Mets, LOL yeah. Jets.
People like to laugh at the Jets.
And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
reality. But so you were here,
mm-hmm.
you leave for a year, and you go to a highly successful Baltimore organization, and now you're back.
Yep.
What's the misconception that people don't know about this team internally as you see it now that you're back?
Dude, I think, like, especially for me to leave to go to Baltimore, like you said, to a franchise that's done it well, right? Like, that was a learning step for me because I got to see it mm-hmm. day in, day out, like how to prepare as a winning team. And so now I get to bring that back here, you know, because when I came here the first time around, I came from Washington, so I didn't do that much winning. I didn't do that much winning myself. Right. So like I got to learn, like, and then like just like, bro, first of all, it starts with the head coach, Coach Sala. Guys will run through a wall for him. You know, there's not many head coaches out here where guys can say like, dude, like I will die on the field for this dude. You know what I'm saying? And then you got, you know, just the camaraderie of the whole team, like what Aaron brings to the locker room, with Saul Springs to the locker room, with Garrett. I mean, Garrett doesn't talk a lot, but you see his play every day out here, man. Like, there's not a day that goes by that he doesn't have a 50-yard touchdown.
Right.
You know, and just, like, the guys challenging each other every day and just, like, taking the coaching to the field, man. It's a wonderful thing, man. Like, this team is built for success. And, like, we can sit here and play the paper champ all we want. It's our jobs as veterans to get everybody on the same page and go out there and do it. Like, we can sit here and say, like, we got X, Y, and Z. We got these players. But as you know, because you played, the game is won between the lines.
Right.
January of 2011. That's the last time the Jets played a playoff game. That was a million years ago. It was Obama's first term. Tiki was still playing. I'm just kidding. You already died, right? It was all, so for a lot of us as Jet fans, of course, the dream is a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Get us to January.
Yes.
That's the key, man.
I don't think he's asking a question. I think he's telling.
Yeah, no,
he's
telling you.
As a ridiculous Jet fan, and now a new season ticket holder.
That's right. I'm telling you.
Hey, look! Congratulations on the new season ticket holder. We appreciate that. Trust me. But like, it's just like for me, like you know, me and Tyron talked about this before. Like we didn't come here to lose, right? Like I just played in the AFC Championship. Like I didn't come here to lose. Like that's not my mindset. Like. My mindset is to come here and do better, you know, do better than I did last year. And we have the pieces to do that. We just got to go out there and put it on the field every day. And it's not about taking 20% jumps, 30% jumps. If we can get 1% better every day in just one thing that we do, whether it's the run game, the pass game, picking up blitzes, third down, whatever the case is, if we can get better every day about that, then we're on our way.
Well, Morgan, get it done. Stay healthy. Welcome back to New Jersey, New York.
Thank you
very much for coming on.
And wahoo wah.
Wahoo wah, brother. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wahoo wah. You can't say that. Whatever that means. Morgan Moses, the New York Jets. We got more coming up on SNY and WFN live from Jets Camp.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.